In Vermont, the tradition of town meetings has been changing. As attendance declines, some towns are doing away with the old-style floor meetings. When the change is made, no town goes quietly. Steve Zend of Vermont Public Radio reports on one town that took up the issue this year.
Nearly three-quarters of Vermont's 246 towns still hold what are considered traditional open-floor meetings, where local budgets are scrutinized and debated, and they pass or fail on choruses of ayes and nays. But in 2005, only 18% of the registered voters turned out for the traditional meetings. Towns have slowly but steadily done away with face-to-face discussions and floor votes in favor of Australian ballots, where people make their decisions in the voting booth during regular polling hours. Ironically, one proven way to boost sagging attendance at a town meeting is to take up the issue of eliminating the floor vote in favor of the Australian ballot. That was the question in Middlesex, Vermont.
Is there anybody standing out there who can't make it in? We're very squished.
An overflow crowd turned out on the coldest town meeting day in at least 50 years, squeezing into folding chairs and standing against the walls. They came to debate a 13-word item. Should the town of Middlesex have all money articles voted by Australian ballot? Jerry Carlson told the crowd the move would render town meeting meaningless.
I feel it's essential that we have full discussions before we make decisions. It's important that we have the opportunity to make changes in the budget items. This is not possible with an Australian ballot.
Others, like Ray Hickory, said town meeting has become an exclusive club that makes decisions for all those who can't attend because of a disability or a work commitment.
Is that fair to them not to be able to vote on money issues in this town? No!
Some people preferred the privacy of the voting booth. Joanne Flanagan said debating and voting from the floor actually stifles discussion.
And it causes a lot of intimidation for people. And I would look around the room, and I would see a lot of people just clam right up when it came to vote.
But no argument went unchallenged. Jeff Koons had this response.
What if our founding fathers felt like, oh, I don't want to get up and say something against the crown, because they might come chop my head off. We'd be under British rule.
The debate went on for over an hour. The opinions offered were evenly divided, but in the end, the vote wasn't even close. By a 2-to-1 margin, people agreed with Abe Lewis, who got a bit choked up in his defense of town meeting.
I think this is the greatest democracy, and I just feel that I can't let this go. Thank you.
That settled, the meeting continued, and Middlesex voters dove into a long list of money requests. For NPR News, I'm Steve Zind.